Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Our question for today, Pastor Farah, can you hear me?
Pastor Farah was in a meeting, now he's here.
Ah, lovely. Thank you, Fundisi. How are you, my pastor?
I was actually making a presentation.
Okay.
Then I said, wow, I almost forgot my appointment.
Yes. Ah, lovely. Thank you very much, Pastor. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming through. And I'm sorry for interrupting your meeting and presentation.
No.
Yeah.
We are safe.
All right. So our question for today, Pastor, is it wrong to seek material success while pursuing spiritual goals?
Oh, interesting question. Now, let me begin by making a statement.
Right.
Did you know that the Bible talks about prayer?
Right.
And faith. When you combine prayer and faith, these two things, the Bible talks about them 500 times.
Okay.
But when it comes to money, you'll be shocked to note that the Bible talks about money 2,350 times.
Yeah. What about money? What exactly is it saying about money?
Now, I want to answer the question to say, is it okay for a Christian to seek for material wealth? We are saying, why not? That's the question. That needs an answer. Why not? Why shouldn't we? Because the Bible also tells us that we are supposed to be heads and we are not supposed to be tails. You see, when you're looking at the availability of wealth and what it is able to accomplish, even the gospel itself, for the gospel to move, it must be financed. For these airwaves, we are enjoying your communication to me. Right now, we are in two different geographical territories. But what is enabling us to to communicate is the availability of resources.
Right.
And so we must not shy away for hard working. We must not shy away to enjoy the resources that the Lord has ably provided before us. And then read the Bible wrongly and say, blessed are the poor. Then you put a full stop.
So I suspect, Mfundisi, this person is conflicted. When I read the question, I found a conflict within two things or between two things. The first one is, this person says, is it wrong to seek material success? Seek. And I think that seek was deliberately deployed there. And then they say success while pursuing spiritual goals. And I guess this person is conflicted by that idea of material success and spirituality concurrently. Because there is a verse in the Bible that says, seek ye first. You can't do it concurrently. In the mind of the person who wrote this question, I'm gathering that they are conflicted by the text that says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Implying that one comes before the other. Implying that you can't seek them at the same time, because Christ as well speaks of something akin to this, where he says, you cannot serve mammon, which is money, and God. Choose one, for you will love one and hate the other. Implying that you cannot seek both at the same time. This is the conflict I am imagining, I'm surmising, is, well, capturing the conscience of the inquirer. Your take on this.
Okay, so I will respond it this way. When you are pursuing righteousness, this is your pursuit of your whole life. you will not reach at a point where where you are going to say, aha, now I have finished. You know, now I have succeeded.
Mm.
Now that I have found God at the age of 92.
Right, right.
Then now let me go and look for money. This is not the spirit, you know.
Mm.
What do we mean seeking God first? Seeking God first means putting God first in everything that you do.
Okay.
In the decision, in the person you are going to marry, the decision of the person you are going to marry, did you put God first?
Okay.
Because you will need God to guide you on what kind of a woman you should have, so that this woman will not move you away from the presence of God.
Mm.
In terms of even the same man you are looking for, is God in front?
Okay.
Because if God is not ahead of you, if God is not first in your pursuit of materials, which God has already provided, so these materials we are looking for, we are not making them.
Right.
God has already provided. He has already made them. We are just going to possess them by faith. And then we are possessing them with God. So I do not see, you see, the mistake we would be make is to separate the two.
Okay.
That would be, you know, the understanding of saying, no, let me just go. Because you cannot say you're only going to look for God. What will you be eating in the process of looking for God?
Yeah.
What will you be wearing in the process of looking for God? So it is a situation where with God it's every day I am seeking the Lord. When I wake up, I need to pray, and then I need to get God's guidance to direct my path in the things that I'm doing. And this now typically brings to the issue I told you yesterday.
Yeah,
that I was met with somebody. Whose father died, was a chief, and then you know, he was staying in another town, and then he was just told to say, no, your dad died, and he was not told that he's the next chief.
Oh, okay.
So when he arrived, you know, when you come, you only discover that people have already buried.
Okay.
And then you say, okay, let me go and see the burial site.
Mm.
Then they tell him, no, you cannot see him now until we finish the process.
What process? He's shocked me.
So the question is, what process? I want to see my father.
Yes.
He says, no, you are a chief. You are going to be a chief. And so for you to see the other chief, there's something that we must do to you. Before you get there. And so this is where now, once he understands what is at stake, then he says, let me put this mission on hold. Let me seek counsel from the pastor.
Right.
And so this is now where he comes. Now, this is a typical example. Now, where to say, how safe am I to seek material wealth
right.
at the expense of, I think this one now becomes a very clear, because what is happening in this situation is, when you become a chief, I don't know there, but here, there's money that is involved.
Okay.
Your life changes. There's a vehicle that you are given.
Mm.
There's a salary the government gives you. You have retainers here and there.
Mm.
And then you just have this power.
Right.
But this power comes at a price. You know, this power comes at a price.
Right.
So this is where now he's saying, no, I want to seek, I desire the kingdom of God first.
Right.
And not what this lucrative offer.
Mm.
Yeah, there's this lucrative offer. And he was told to say, the only way out is for him to die.
You?
If he refuses to be a chief, he's going to die.
What are they going to kill him?
They are going to kill him because they can't have two chiefs living. One must die, then the other one must live.
Yo.
And then he comes, what should I do?
And what did the pastor say to him?
The pastor said, seek first the kingdom. What will it profit you if you will gain the whole world and then lose your soul? You know, so this is the cause. This is the cause that we that is that this is what is on the table. You need to you need to love yourself not more than you love Christ. It is a tough call. I think this was you remember yesterday I even said let me lower my voice.
Right, right.
It was an experience I've never had in my life. And I was put in a situation where even me, my faith was tested. But the scripture is our only rule of life.
Hey, I have a lot of questions now, but those questions are going to digress our conversation from what we're supposed to be talking about. So what are you saying, Infunice? Are you saying, first of all, is there biblical guidance on this? I follow your logic perfectly. And I totally agree with the logical progression of thought. But is there any biblical support for this logical thought process?
Of course, you see, God desires that we prosper. Third John 2 says, brethren, I desire that you prosper, even in health. You know, except we put a lot of emphasis on health, and we forget on prosperity. We forget on prospering.
I understand.
You see, the Lord desires that we become heads and not tails. That when we have prospered, when the Lord has prospered us, then you know, David also mentions that I was young, but now I'm old. I have never seen a righteous man begging for bread.
Right.
I have never seen a descendant of God suffering. And is it yesterday or the other day where you gave a comparison of a rich Christian in the name of Job, whose children were having parties every day, and Job was still devoted despite being stinking rich.
Right.
He was still a devoted Christian.
Right. Right.
We can also cite people like Abraham, who even had a private army, who had servants who he could employ at a time of need to work as an army. Even with all this wealth,
right,
these men still feared God. You know, the challenge comes in when you begin to abuse the talents or the resources that the Lord has put on your disposal.
I understand, Infinite. Remember the text I was hoping you would counter with other texts is a text where we are saying, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things shall be added, which suggests that you need to do one and the other one will be added to you. You won't have to seek it. It will be given to you. And this is what the person who wrote this question, the inquirer, I suggested, may have been thinking about. Is there, when you're saying now...
More so, it is that because your Heavenly Father knows that you are in need of these things.
Right, right.
And again, every good and perfect gift comes from God.
Right.
And God will not withhold any good things from those who love him.
Right.
You know? So I think what is clear from our conversation is that God must come first.
Right.
In fact, our real wealth is not in the material. Our real wealth is knowing that we have eternal life
right
on our side.
Mm.
We have Jesus, who is the most valuable asset in our lives. All these things, they are perishable.
Right.
But that which we tap in is incorruptible.
Mm. So what is the pastor saying, therefore, if we accept that Christ must come first? That means you can't do both. You can't focus on your spiritual development and your professional, academic, or financial development at the same time, because that's where this person is asking now. The concurrence of these pursuits Is Christ mistaken to say you can't serve both? Just put it clear.
So what is here is this. Even the Lord knows that these things, you need them.
Absolutely.
That is why when you seek God first,
right,
He will add these things to you.
Right.
So your part is you are seeking, and when you seek, God is giving you.
Right.
So what is wrong now? What is wrong is you I think it is a priority.
Right.
Where seeking wealth and seeking for God, they are far.
Mm.
That is impossible. One will suffer, the other one will not. But the seeking of God must be ahead of this other one.
Right.
Now.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hey, what is it? I hear
so
you.
If the priority you give God is the same priority you give that other thing, it means you are committing idolatry.
You
are committing idolatry. God must have no competition.
Right.
In our lives.
Right.
Mm.
You know, Mfundis, I don't know. The text is not very clear about the wealth of Job. Mm. We know Solomon was wealthy because he was a king, so he had taxes coming to him without him doing much. We know Abraham was a farmer and he had a lot of livestock, and so that's where his wealth comes from. But we don't know where Job's wealth comes from, or at least his initial wealth, the secondary wealth that God restored to him, that comes from God. Mm. But his initial wealth, we don't know where it comes from. And the assumption that I'm making, again, I'm assuming that he was a businessman.
Mm.
That's an assumption that I'm making.
The assumption of thinking was a businessman.
Right.
I can say you are on firm ground because of the things he had.
Absolutely.
Were only owned by
right
businessmen. Things like camels,
right?
You know, I mean, maybe you have one.
Yeah, I don't.
those were not for simple men.
Yeah,
to this very day. Mm.
Yes, if he had shepherds who looked after his sheep, if he had sheep that carried his merchandise, that means he was a merchant of sorts. So, how was he not doing those concurrently? Was not seeking his business endeavors, his business enterprises, and then in the morning, every morning, he would worship God and then go and give instruction for his businesses to prosper. Was he not seeking both his material success and his spiritual goals?
Okay, so if you remember in my earlier session, I indicated that we seek God daily.
Right.
When we wake up, even in the type of business you're doing.
Right.
It should reflect God.
Mm.
I mean, there's no record where it is showing that Job reared pigs.
Right.
So that is an indication that even in the type of business he chose, it was a business that honors God.
Right.
Yeah, because you can't be a Christian and own a nightclub.
Whoa, way. Joseph Farah back again, dropping bombs. Yo. Okay, go on for this. Go on.
So even the choice of business, even the choice of employment, whatever you do, it will reflect.
Right.
That with you, your business, your everything, because your business as a separate entity also ties to God.
Right.
Your ties as an individual, your business ties also. So it is an indication that even when you have done all these things, it is within the framework of seeking God first.
Hey, I'm from this. I'm tempted to remind you of the prostitute who sold her body
and alabaster body.
Exactly.
And by the way,
yes, Avonis.
By the way, I was reading a certain article written by some Nigerian theologian.
Right.
Who wanted to know the value of that bottle today?
Yes.
And it was priced at $32,000. Now, the question comes, why did that woman become the first woman to tell about the resurrection of Jesus?
Okay.
Because she invested more. She put in more, because for her, this Jesus must resurrect, or else she has invested in vain.
Right.
Or else she has invested in vain. You know, she had a lot of motivation, and that is why she's the one who is recorded to have the privilege to be the first announcer of the resurrection of Jesus.
Mm.
And Jesus even says, wherever this gospel will be preached,
right,
this woman will also be mentioned.
Okay.
Except the money came in a wrong way.
Mm. Let's leave it right there. Thank you very much once again. It's always a pleasure, Mfundisi. Have a wonderful day further, and thank you once again for your time. See you tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.